More college seniors than ever before are applying to Teach for America. That program is a little like the Peace Corps. For the past 15 years, it has recruited top college graduates to teach for 2 years in low-income rural and urban schools. NPR's Anthony Brooks visited Dartmouth College to find out why applications to the program are up.
This past week, it was warm and sunny as the long New England winter finally released its grip on Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. Students in T-shirts and flip-flops played frisbee on the campus green, while a campus tour guide made the most of this spring day.
Yeah, welcome to Dartmouth. This is clearly an amazing day to see the school.
As the guide welcomes this group of prospective students, another class of Dartmouth seniors is preparing to leave.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. My focus is international economics and international relations.
But Alex Dominguez says what excited him most about the last 4 years was volunteering as a mentor for an underprivileged boy from a nearby town. So he applied to Teach for America, was accepted, and for the next 2 years he'll be a special ed teacher in a Newark, New Jersey elementary school.
A lot of my friends necessarily didn't go to as good a college or even go to college. And I felt that I owed it to society, you know, to give back a little bit.
That's a common theme here. Senior Julia Hildreth wants to go on to law school, but first she'll spend the next 2 years teaching urban school kids. Hildreth, who comes from New Hampshire, says she's committed to Teach for America because of the inequities she's seen between rich and poor schools.
It just seemed so unjust for those children in the lower income schools, and that's a driving force behind my excitement about the program and my reasons for wanting to do it.
More than 100 Dartmouth seniors have applied to Teach for America. That's 11% of the senior class. Surprising, perhaps, given the many lucrative career opportunities available to these Ivy League grads.
There's a desire to make an impact, there's no question.
Chelsea Nielsen is a senior from Pennsylvania who applied to Teach for America. If accepted, she wants to teach English in an urban high school. It's hard work for relatively little pay, but she says it offers immediate responsibilities that most first jobs don't.
So many recent graduates feel that you have to commit this obligatory time to being someone's photocopying assistant or someone's coffee runner. I want to find a way to make an immediate impact.
This year, Teach for America has attracted some 17,000 applicants to fill just 2,000 openings, a jump of almost 40% over last year. The numbers are up at many schools, from Dartmouth to Yale to the University of Michigan. Elisa Clapp, who heads recruitment at Teach for America, says she's not surprised.
I do think that this generation of leaders is outraged by what they're seeing and the gap in educational outcomes that continues to persist along racial and economic lines. And at the same time, we have ramped up our effort to reach the top graduating seniors on campuses.
A survey by the Brookings Institution 2 years ago found that more than a third of college seniors were interested in public service work, though many didn't know how to find it. Dan Kessler of Idealist.org, an online clearinghouse for the nonprofit sector, says Teach for America has successfully tapped into that interest in public service. He says the program is highly visible on campuses and employs young recruiters who compete aggressively with the private sector to attract the best and the brightest.
It's prestigious and it's intensely competitive. So one of the things that they've done incredibly well in addition to the program itself is simply have absolutely brilliant marketing.
As one professor put it, Teach for America is cool. Senior Alex Dominguez agrees with that and says he looks forward to a new challenge, even if he'll be sad to say goodbye to Dartmouth.
I think it's time that, you know, I go and venture out into the world and, you know, start to make my place out there.
Next fall, Dominguez will take his place in a classroom in Newark, New Jersey. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.